Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John, everybody wants to know what you're going to say about this Michigan stuff. And I think we can have a hearty discussion about it. But the headline from ESPN singles out Sharon Moore as a coach who could be facing some NCAA punishment. The headline, Michigan football coach Sharon Moore violated NCAA rules, notice of allegations draft says. And just some background on this for people. I'm sure you've seen it. Sharon Moore is one of seven members of the 2023 football program accused of violating NCAA rules in a draft with the NCAA's notice of allegations. The draft is subject to change. Moore could face a show cause penalty, possibly a suspension, for allegedly deleting a thread of 52 text messages with former staffer Connor Stallions.
Yeah, so first of all, the big question is, okay, why delete the text messages? That's one. That's kind of the most glaring one. Same answer I want to know. And I've been led to believe that of those 52 text messages, none of them implicate any improprieties in between Sharon Moore and Connor Stallions. They are just your everyday text messages like, hey, happy birthday, thumbs up, those type of things. Now, I don't know what they say. I haven't seen them. And if I'm Michigan, then why not release them? If they have, and I know that, you're going to have this, well, it's an ongoing investigation and we'll wait till the results before we make comment. Okay, I get that. But if the NCAA says these have nothing to do with the investigation and Michigan says they're, have nothing to do, there's nothing in them, then if I'm Michigan, I release them. Yeah, but that's where you get into the legal side of things. I don't know what they're even allowed to do. Where did this leak come from?
Right. So it's suspicious because
no question.
There was a working theory. Well, Stallions is this lone wolf outsider operating on his own. In this notice of allegations, they point out that multiple Michigan staffers were involved in this. Some of them were interns, but one full-time staffer. Hard drives were removed. Stallions was not operating alone. So then it gets to, well, how close was he with these coaches? Well, enough to where he's texting back and forth with the offensive coordinator 52 times to get deleted the day the story breaks. It's suspicious. And it's part of, and this is maybe the biggest headline here, what they're calling a pattern of non-compliance from Michigan, which is not all about Sharon, although he is part of it. A pattern of non-compliance by Michigan, which is a level one issue, where we start getting into more serious punishments for the football program. And it's 52 text messages that get deleted. It's guys who don't cooperate with investigations like Stallions, like Harbaugh, like some others who have left the program. Like, this is not over. For as much as people have wanted this to be, quote, over, it's not over.
Well, yeah, everybody wants it to. A lot of people want it to be over. Some people want to extend it as long as possible. But yes, if you're looking at this going, when is this going to be over? It'll be over when they actually come out with not just the draft, but the actual notice of allegations. And then that's not when it's over. But that's the start of the process. Then Michigan has 90 days to respond. Then there's going to be an appeal. All of these different things will happen. And then it will be over. We're not looking for this to be over for what? 8 months?
Yeah,
10 months?
It's going to drag
this
on.
This time next year? So it's not going to be over. It's going to be a cloud that hangs over the program for the foreseeable future. And it's, I do know this, that Sharon Moore, bad decision, for whatever reason he did delete those text messages, if they are not incriminating, it's a bad decision. For whatever reason, he felt like he was going to delete those. Maybe it was, I want to create separation between me and Connor Stallions. Again, it still looks like there's something wrong there. It's, you need to see what those text messages say. And everything else, when asked to produce them, he did produce them. He is not playing this like Jim Harbaugh in, a game of cat and mouse. Okay, so he has fully cooperated with the investigation.
So it's a fair distinction that he's not playing this like Jim Harbaugh. 100% agree. This is the direct blurb from the report. The draft states that the texts were later recovered via device imaging and more subsequently produced them to enforcement staff. Subsequently, correct, meaning like afterwards, after they had already acquired them via device imaging.
No, they didn't require them. That's where
Sharon used device imaging.
He used device imaging to acquire them and then subsequently turn them over to the NCAA.
The next line is Moore is accused of committing a level two violation. Now, this would be his second level two violation, making him a repeat offender. He also had a level two, which caused him to be suspended last year with the recruiting issues. So if you're a repeat offender with multiple level twos, that's why people are saying he's going to get suspended or should be suspended going into this season. And I am of the belief it should be a multi-game suspension. Well, because this is a multiple time offense.
So this, and this goes back to something Tom has been talking about. We've been talking about Michigan will long play this. They are, I don't believe that they will suspend him before the season. They're going to let the investigation run its course. And then if there is improprieties, especially since it is a repeat offender, then they will take whatever course of action they believe, and I got to believe it would be a suspension.
I really believe Michigan slow plays everything. Their PR, the way they do things, okay? So guess what? Jim Harbaugh's to blame, right?
Sure. He was the lead of the program.
Gone. Yeah. Connor Stallions has nothing to do with this anymore. We'll get his Netflix documentary, by the way, August 27th. That's the wild card in this, is if something comes out of that, and the belief is that it's not going to.
Well, no matter what he says, if you're depending on what side of the fence you're on, I don't think it's going to switch you from side to side.
No, if he whistleblows.
I doubt he's going to, though.
He's not going to.
The man who wrote a Michigan manifesto is going to stick a knife in Michigan on the eve of the season. Consider me skeptical.
I know, but until it happens.
Sure, let it play out. I know.
Exactly. And Chris Partridge was gone immediately, last year.
But that's part of this pattern of non-compliance.
Right.
Partridge was someone, for people who maybe don't remember, reportedly was trying to sway people from saying things to the NCAA. This is where I get into, Sharon is one part of this discussion. The program has to face punishment whether Harbaugh is there or not because of a pattern of noncompliance. You don't get to get off scot-free.
We're in this weird window, though, where I agree with you. I think potential bowl season ineligibility 1 year would be on the table 10 years ago. We're in a way different NCAA landscape right now where they don't have the power they used to. Are they going to have any power going forward, maybe?
Here's what they don't have the power of doing is getting Jim Harbaugh, Chris Partridge. Denard Robinson is named in this. And Connor Stallions, none of them are on a college staff. So there's no subpoena power. There's nothing that says that any of those four have to answer questions.
Well, so it's
and
funny.
We all know that Harbaugh wasn't going to answer questions to begin with. Now he thinks that he's, I'm gone.
Kansas City.
Wipes his hands of this. Well, hold on. So that's four staffers, that seven are total. The other two are Minter and Klingscale, who are also not there.
Right.
So the only one that's still there of the seven is Sharon.
Right.
So how much of this is he going to take the brunt of, and how much of this does the program still bear? I mean, the question we want to know from you guys is, what's next? Right? You see this headline, clearly the draft has to become an official notice of allegations, but what's next in terms of punishment for Michigan? Like, look, John, I don't know what the punishment's going to be. We can speculate, and I think that's part of what we do in radio, but I would just say this plainly. Michigan cheated. And it was a bigger deal than they wanted you to believe, which is why there was a pattern of noncompliance. So now you got to pay the piper. Everybody cheats. You got to take your medicine and move
fine.
On.
And that can be the final outcome. But if in the end, Sharon Moore didn't know what was going on,
then he's ignorant.
He was the coordinator at that time. That's a Jim Harbaugh question. Should he have known? You can't claim ignorance and then all of a sudden, I'm going to leave. All of this looks really bad for him, and he'll probably get a show cause. But does anybody believe he's going back to college football?
No.
No.
Sharon might get a show cause too, which is more of an issue when you are an active college coach.
Yes, it is. And it will, I think, a lot hinge on what is it that the NCAA can prove. And if these text messages don't prove anything, how can they link what Connor Stallions was doing to Sharon Moore? That's going to be, they've got to find that link. And if they do, I mean, that's
they'll throw the book at him.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they should.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Your read of the situation here.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, some revelations from the NCAA, their draft of their notice of allegations. Sherrone Moore deleted 52 text messages between him and Connor Stallions the day the Stallion stuff started to really pick up steam. Suspicious. What's in the text? How connected were you to Connor Stallions? Because the report also says Stallions had contact with multiple staffers, mostly interns, but at least one full-time other team employee who knew about the scheme and participated in it. This is not a lone wolf operation here. This was not Stallions operating as a lone wolf. There's hard drives involved that get removed. This was deeper. It's why I said plainly, regardless of what punishment ends up getting handed down, Michigan cheated, and this was a greater scope than they wanted you to initially believe, which is why the NCAA is growing frustrated and has said you have a pattern of noncompliance, which is a level one issue, which means even though Harbaugh left, the program still has to face that punishment.
Right, and so it'll be what type of punishment does the program face, along with what type of punishment does Sherrone Moore face? And I think there's going to be two different answers to that.
Yes. My gut would be Sherrone is a repeat offender, should get a multi-game suspension, call it two or three. That would mean Texas, if it's the start of the season, if they drag their feet, it could be a random 2 to 3 game stretch in the middle of the year. That's just my gut.
Well, I mean, play out the whole timeline, because when does...
Oh, you think it could be next year?
I think it could be after the season, yeah. And I'm not saying it should be. I'm just saying if this the NCAA moves at a glacial pace.
Yes.
And if we don't even know when the real notice of allegations will... It could be today.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be end of August. It could be middle of September.
90 days to respond, and then you can... Again,
right. That's so, what I say, yeah, you work the math, and it's all of a sudden you're past the regular season.
November, December, and then you kick it into next year. Right. So my thought would be multi-game because he's a repeat offender. I'm not putting him on the same responsibility as the head coach, Jim Harbaugh. None of this has indicated a level one for him like it is for Jim Harbaugh. But the program is facing a level one. And I don't really believe that you can vacate memories. I'm more interested in looking ahead. And I think a postseason ban, even if it's one season, is probably where this should go.
So then the question becomes for the postseason ban.
Not this year, but next year?
Well, no. The NCAA has nothing to do with the college football playoffs.
You could suspend for conference title game.
Okay.
Because that is an NCAA event, which could keep you from getting home, a bye or home field. It could make it harder to get in.
Right. It makes it harder. Yeah. But that is.
Well, John, this gets really hard in this era because you could take scholarships away, but NIL gives you a workaround. If I tell you you got 10 less scholarships, but your collective pays those 10 guys, you can work around scholarship reductions. It makes it harder to punish these programs today.
It does. And I mean, here's what I think is a possibility. And I don't know what the bylaws are for the college football playoffs. I don't know. I didn't sit there and read. It is a laborious task. And if anybody wants to do it and let me know, I would be very appreciative. The college football playoff committee could say, I believe, we're not going to rank Michigan. And they could take it upon themselves if they believe that, okay, the NCAA said no postseason. Well, if they don't make the college football playoffs, then the NCAA could say, you're not playing in any of these other bowl games. What type of penalty is that?
Right.
Yeah. Because if your starters aren't going to play anyway.
I know.
And so I think the only teeth that this would have in regards to making it very painful is if the college football playoff committee says, hey, you might be one of the top 12 teams, but we're just simply not going to rank you. I don't know if they have that ability or not, or if that's something in the bylaws that they can, if that's a tool they can use.
Ticket texters. And someone does address the CMU component of this, so let me address that too. It says, Costa, come on. Why do you believe everything you hear? You think everybody's cheating nowadays? CMU's the real cheaters in all of this for getting Stallions on their sideline. Fire up Blue Costa has to be so torn today. Stallions, confirmed by the NCAA, was on the Chippewa sideline.
Right.
Which, let me be very clear about it, is breaking the rules. It's cheating. It's a member from another team staff that you were bringing in for recon purposes and probably a little bit both ways, right? He's gaining a little and he's helping the Chips in the process. Why McElwain hasn't felt any heat is ridiculous to me. That's institutional lack of control on your own sideline. I'm not letting CMU off scot-free in any of this.
No.
I think they should face, and they will face, the results of their own NCAA investigation.
Yeah, and I mean, it goes to, okay, why was he even there? From the Michigan perspective, that looks bad. And that it's confirmed that he was there in person makes it even worse, because everything else that we've heard was Connor Stallions wasn't the one. He was buying the tickets, but he was farming it out to some of his other, you know, armed service buddies to go and film.
But that
this
was him.
Is the one where it's him on the sidelines
of a future Big Ten opponent.
Correct. And now I don't know, for was he giving any help to CMU? That will be the question that they be able to answer?
Yeah, he was given. I mean, there's no shortage of assistants at CMU who previously had Michigan connections. So
right, because they went with McElwain.
Yeah, so including McElwain. So this was not a shock. But it was absurd that this would happen, but now the NCAA has confirmed that was Connor Stallions. All right, some ticket texts on Michigan. Texter says, they're not going to release the text, John, because it won't help their case. Newsflash, they cheated, John. Accept it.
I didn't say that they didn't.
Texter says, all this to not have any advantage in a game. Why bother letting John talk? What a joke, Jim in Livonia. This did give him an advantage in the games, right? Knowing the plays or schemes or calls.
Like I said, minimal.
Okay. I think knowing if a run's coming versus a pass.
That's my opinion.
I think knowing inside zone versus... Okay. Texter says, the Michigan slow play arrogance is why this is a mess. They knew and they thought they wouldn't get caught. USC's coach left and they still got hit with sanctions. And then I love the editorial from Gov. It's not 05 anymore. It is a different landscape, but it's a comp. Just because Pete Carroll leaves doesn't mean your program. Just because Harbaugh's gone doesn't mean you get to go, well, most of the staff's gone. You still have to face the penalty and take your medicine.
No, but we can go all the way back to SMU death penalty. After it happened, it'll never happen again. Why? It was too harsh. And I think even USC down the road, another example of, we just don't see punishments like this anymore in college athletics.
Well,
look at Kansas and Bill Self. Look at some of the things that went on with Kentucky. Look at North Carolina's academic thing, which just got kind of brushed under. It just doesn't happen. Look, Michigan slow played this. This is what they like to do. They like to get, they don't care about the mud coming out and stuff, and they'll always act big and tall and say they're going to fight it to the end, and then like they were going to go to court last year, and all of a sudden Friday night they decided not to. Remember? Before the Penn State game.
They acted real tough and threatened injunctions only to say,
brute. And in the end, I just believe this is because repeat offender was Sherrone Moore, and also, you know,
they went to court. It was, but the injunction was denied.
Right. The lack of institutional control thing that everybody likes to throw around with every single, quote, scandal in college. I think he's going to get suspended multiple games, just like you, Jim. And then this will go away. It's going to be a PR game. Because of everything, it's almost like Michigan has to do something here. Like, I think they're going to self-impose before the season.
Like they did last year.
Yeah. I think you've already seen their playbook.
That is an avenue that they could take.
the difference, well, one difference is...
question is I'm asking this question, is that the one that they should take?
Well, and that's one of the key differences. Last year, who were the first three games against?
Right.
Compare who the second game is this year, Texas Longhorns.
Well,
that's a pivotal game for finishing with a record to get in the college football playoff. They didn't want Harbaugh to miss the big games last year. They were kind of forced to have him miss the big games last year. They probably don't want Sharon to miss a big game early this year.
If they look at the notice of allegations, when they officially come in and they look at the evidence and they say, and they finally admit to a wrongdoing, then they should at that time put it in place, no matter who the opponent is. It shouldn't matter if it's Texas or if it's Bowling Green.
So after everything played out the way it did last year, what if this happens? Would this surprise you? He gets suspended, self-imposed the first game. Then it's the talk of the week for Texas week, but he coaches. And then the NCAA comes and says, we're adding two to it, and it's Arkansas State and... who's number four? Is it Minnesota or somebody else? I think it's Minnesota. You know, to me, I could totally see it playing out this week based on
that's
last.
That's a total kangaroo court way of doing it. And I know, but
that's how it played out last year.
That's also the NCAA.
I'm aware of the other party involved as well.
And I think you bring up a great point, is what type of teeth does a penalty have? Unless you're going to suspend the coach, like if you take away scholarships, you mentioned it. Collectives could work around it. Yeah. And if it's a postseason ban, well,
maybe a bowl, but that's not as important anymore.
Right. Or, you know, because if they're in the college football playoffs, if they're one of the top 12 teams, is the committee going to keep them out?
Which is a separate governing entity entirely. Right. We have a bunch of texts on this. I know we want to mix in a little bit of Lions. We have Olympic medal stand to get to in the 7 o'clock hour as well. A lot of people are saying Sharon's the fall guy in this, that Harbaugh set this guy up to take the fall. I want your reaction to that next, John. It's 97.1.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.